Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health,
to seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Snellboard, an international
call. Hail, hail, from the Neverland. Presenting.
Interface complete.
I ain't even in my suit yet, people. Y'all already know what time it is, man. This is the official. It is the 420th show celebration. 420 shows, bitches. You goddamn right. I've been putting in my motherfucking work, man. Shouts out to everybody who made this show what it is, you know what I'm saying, thus far. You know what I'm saying? Natasha Triple X. Of course, which is the first season, the first official season of Wrecking the Game Radio. And we got in part two, you know what I'm saying, that's with Mr. Sayonai. And a couple more months, man, we're going to be getting into season three, and we're going to be switching the whole thing up to season three. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. We are simulcasting, you know what I'm saying, simulcasting via TalkShoe. So y'all can go to TalkShoe.com, you know what I'm saying, and look up WDGE Radio. Wrecking the Game Radio is live over up in that piece. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing it real big. Or call in 724-444-7444 and put in 43793 with the pound sign. And you can talk to me live over there, because we do have a couple of people that be having problems over here on the Blog Talk Network. So, you know, in order to get everybody in, shit, I got something for you. You already know what today is, man. We're celebrating. You know what I'm saying? We're celebrating some more. I'm like 17,680 listens right now. So, you know, we're roughly 2,000 and some change away from 20,000 listeners. You know what I'm saying? So, we're doing it real big, man. And what I'm trying to do now is load up a couple of clips so y'all can hear, you know what I'm saying, how you know, Wrecking the Game Radio started out. I mean, from the first show to, you know what I'm saying, to the last show, man. And it's real crazy when I sit up here and I actually give it a listen from my first initial show, you know what I'm saying, and up until now. So it's real exciting, you know what I'm saying. It's something real cool. It's been a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, being on this radio network, on radio show, radio period, you know what I'm saying, blessing people that want to hear what I got to say, what I do, you know what I'm saying, interested in my world like I'm interested in everybody else's, you know what I'm saying. So, like I do, I break independent artist records from, I mean, around the world. And when I say the world, I mean the world. And that's what we're going to continue to do, you know what I'm saying. We got first caller calling up in this muda nika, you know what I'm saying. I don't know. You're going to get the party in just a second. What's happening? First call of the day. First call of the day.
Happy 420 show.
Hey, it's going down.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's get this party started.
You know what I'm saying? You already started.
Yeah. I called it 9 o'clock sharp.
Oh, you did? Well, see, I had
but
to
I was in
up,
the host queue for a long time.
Yeah, I had to, because I had to set up the talk show.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You
yeah.
know, we simulcasting through the talk show. And matter of fact, if you see Jamie, Amy, make sure you send them over to TalkShoe. Man, I need to drop that in the chat room. Because He can listen to the show. He can log in and listen to the show. There ain't no problem for him to be a guest over there, or he can just register real quick and sign in with his name. But either way, even when he a guest, you know, unlike Blog Talk, he can chat. You can chat just as a guest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I like
okay.
Talk Show. Yeah, Talk Show is hot, man. Talk Show is the shit. But the only thing they ain't got is the goddamn switchboard, so I can't, you know.
Ah, oh, that's
play music and stuff. Yeah, it's a beta version of Blog Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I guess.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Blog Talk first started out or something, but it's still cool though. It's got a lot of nice features and stuff to it. So it's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But hold on 1 second. Let's get started. We have about 1 million people calling up in here. 512. I know that's always strange.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Know what time it is. She's up in the building. You called on the 420th show, girl. What happened?
Huh?
You called on the 420th show. Today is a celebration. Celebrating 420 shows. Oh, I guess that ain't an impact.
What y'all talking about today?
It's a 420th show celebration.
Oh, okay.
I did not say that clear enough. You know, my phone didn't fucking up for everybody. Miss Tree, what's up with you, baby? I ain't talked to you in a minute. What's happening? What's going down in Texas?
Not much, man.
Oh, my ex is breaking their neck in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, just doing the celebration today, putting in the work, putting in the grind, and, you know, putting it down for the independent artists, man. So, you know, we got coming up to 20,000 show listeners coming up on it. You know, we are about 2,000. That's the next party, you know. We got the next party, 20,000 listeners. So, you know, it's going
down. Well, congratulations, man. Congratulations. I want to say that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I sure enough appreciate it. I'm doing what I do. Not for me, but for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So where you been at? I mean, you know, you popping in and out off the show. What's been happening?
How?
So you been popping in and off the show. What's been happening with you? You seen you a couple of days, weeks, Sundays?
Oh, nothing much, Just living day to day. That's all.
Little day to day life in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. You had to go milk the cow in the morning, so.
Huh?
There you go, I'm fucking with you. Every time you call in, I swear you living on the cat on the farm or something. You know what I'm saying?
That was
here.
Yeah.
This is all good. Who in the background? Who that is?
That's my brand.
All your cars out here, you know. You drive riding by.
No, get the little boy. Get the little boy here.
No, that's my grandson. We're going on a play date.
On a play date?
Yeah, well, he's going to go meet up with his buddies.
What the hell is a play date?
A play date is when you go meet up with some kids your same age and they get to play together.
Okay, but why you put the date on?
Because we set the date for them to come play. You know.
Right.
It's a play date. You ain't heard of that before?
It's between a woman and a little man. And they acting like they're dating, but they really ain't. Girl, you know I'm only taking you to McDonald's, right? This is the play date.
Not that kind of date.
This ain't the real date, girl. This is just a play date to see how you going to act if you was on the date. You know what I'm saying?
Not play around date.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have fun, kid. Have fun. We're going to do the same. You want me to give a shout out to her?
I can't log on, so.
Oh, what?
Those are huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't get on the computer.
Shout out to I'll Be the Wise One coming through for the celebration, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. That's what's up. Matter of fact, hold on, let me see here. What the hell is the damn song got? I don't got no little damn song. can't have it your way. All right, but what happened to Pete Wheatstraw? Damn, man, Ball Talk took all my damn music down. What the fuck? All right, well, anyway, Pete, we celebrate 420 shows, you know what I'm saying? What I do here is what I do here. No shadow music, you know what I'm saying? Break it all the way across the board, and I mean the board.
So what y'all going to do? When you going to do the Nutty News?
We got that coming up at the top of the hour. Top of the hour, you already know it. That's still, you know what I'm saying? Still up in the mix. That's what we do, you know what I'm saying? Nutty News. So, you know, that's been a popular segment right here on Regular Game Radio, thanks to Miss Heavenly Angel, who really put it in high demand. You got to get her nutty on. So, yeah, we've been doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's been a blessing. Met a lot of wonderful people. You know what I'm saying? Done hooked all the way up with the Netherlands, and Australia,
yeah.
New Zealand, Las Vegas, New York, Texas. California, Washington. I mean,
nationwide,
baby. We is worldwide. I mean, world.
Not worldwide, you know.
Yeah. We worldwide. I had somebody from Romania check the show out, so I was like, okay. I didn't know I was speaking Romanian, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up. You got somebody is understanding what the hell I'm saying, because I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, are you going on Tiny Chat today? Are you all dressed up like
that? Yeah, no, I'm Tiny Chatting it up. I got to get everything set up. People, like I promised, I will be in an outfit. I got to put my costume on, you know what I'm saying? So, Teresa, you're going to miss me in costume, baby, but, you know, it'll be all
your
good.
Your costume.
Yeah, you get on to the house, you see me in my costume, put me in my full team party wear.
Okay.
I'm putting my full time
party
on. Yeah. Yeah. So he's going now.
I'm trying to find me a Halloween party to go to.
Yeah. Well, no, I ain't talking about for Halloween. I don't really celebrate the Halloween. I bought the costume when I used to celebrate Halloween, you know, before I got tired of all the dumb shit. Yeah, before I got tired of all the dumb shit. Fuck Halloween. But
so
I will not be busting
candy.
The little kids' this bubble, you know what I'm saying, this year, because they won't get no goddamn candy from me. I went and stocked up on 8 books of, I bought, you know, 5 books of the little French fries, goddammit. I took care of 40 kids, goddammit, all them a $5 Whopper. And,
what?
Hell yeah, McDonald's, shit. I bought 5 books. That was a buck a piece. That's 8 kids a book, goddammit. Shit, I'm done, like Christmas shopping. I'm done. One walk.
Come on.
One walk. And I'm done.
You know what's so crazy about that Halloween?
All right, go ahead. What happened?
I said Halloween is the only time you can go to somebody's house, not donate though, and that guy can eat free stuff, free candy.
Yeah, depending on what perverted motherfucking house you go to, though, you better watch out what you ask for.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, it's all Warrants. What's happening? What's handed? Welcome to the show, to the celebration. Sometimes Skype call all Warrants. Block call of Skype. Ubu, one of them damn services you use.
I'm trying to get it together here.
Oh, I see. Hitting on the heavy bag a little earlier this morning. Hitting on the heavy bag. Right. Mr. I, be the wise one, is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? That's who's on the phone. You know, he's trying to get his Barry White voice prepared so he can come on the show and woo all the ladies. And that's what we do. We've been doing this for 2 years, people. Going on 2 years. We've been going back and forth through this. You know what I'm saying? But it's all
crazy.
Good, all
great. It's almost 2011, man. It's crazy.
2011, people, coming up. 2011,
yep.
The magic year. Turned 33 years old. I get into my 33rd realm of thinking, you know what I'm saying? My completion, my extinction level event, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Transpires. So it's It's going to be an exciting 2011, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
going to
be exciting,
yeah. It's going to be real exciting, man. So, all right, people, I got to roll up some marijuana. And,
Fired up.
Some Mary. Mary, dang. Well, but you don't even smoke weed.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying you, what you want, you know.
Oh. Well, you know, it's your problem. You know what I'm saying?
I know a lot of people that do. A lot of people that do.
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know. I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire.
Okay. Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Damn right.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
Oh. Yeah, I ain't like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
Damn right. I'd like to thank all y'all riding out on the bridge, too, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a new little hit that I got to throw up in here. It's getting a lot of airplay down here on the commercial radio. This is Lil Key, you know what I'm saying, featuring Strizzo and Young G. This is something for the ladies, though, you know what I'm saying? It's something for the ladies. It's called Bust It Wide Open. You know what I'm saying? Bust It Wide Open. You ever bust it wide open there, Miss Heavenly Angel?
Yeah, I heard that before. Of course, we all know what that is
for the
grown people.
I don't. Heavenly Angel, what's Bust It Wide Open?
Y'all got to tell you, I already know.
I said Heavenly Angel, goddammit, girl. I'm all the way over in Washington. I'm trying to find
what,
out what
busted
Washington
wide open?
By. Yeah, busted wide open.
Oh, that could be a whole lot of things. I don't even know what you're referring to.
I'd be, what are they referring to?
I don't know.
Busted wide open.
I don't know. Busted wide open.
Leave any bigotry in your quarters. There's no room for it on the bridge.
What you doing to virgins?
I think we ought to leave that to the imagination.
Bust it wide open. If a man walk up to you, any woman out there, the man say, bust it wide open, girl. Wow, you're supposed to break it down. Oh.
Oh, you're supposed to throw something back at him?
Yeah, I guess you're supposed to be on Tiny Chat to really see my actions.
Oh, man.
Bust it wide open, baby.
We is partying, man. Ms. Evelyn, you know, you got to log on now. You got to log on. I'll be doing the nutty news in my outfit.
You can get on here.
So by the time you get back home, I'm giving you some time to get back to the crib. You know what I'm saying? Get prepared. And prepare yourself. To get busted by it over. You know what I'm saying? Come right back at y'all. Smoke them if you got them. If you ain't.
wide open? Is the bottle of that good good?
What's wide open?
Is the back leg good?
over here.
I'm sure I should like start the track off and say something really cool, like, yeah. Nah, right.
Yo, check it out. People get the Tiny Chat set up.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all look out for tinychat.com/WDGE radio's coming up. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get it in hot soon. Show y'all how it's down. Live right here on the full flip show celebration. Live on regular game radio, show up in the building.
I can't even remember what I feel right now. That I think because
Miss Heavenly Angel kicking ass on the side. You know what I'm saying?
I take a look at where I'm at. Close my eyes, I see space, go there and back. Unknown, friends saying come home, but I'd rather be a king sitting on the sun's throne. Think about it, they all say I'm hot, but if all of this stops, will I at all be on top? Should I even be afraid of rejection? Calling my cousin and she gave me direction. But was I made to accept it? Through the apocalypse, I'm the major exception. But I'm human, getting pissed at the little things. Frozen solid in my rain, winter breeze. I'm sorry, I'd rather make sense, but I want you to feel me. I don't have to make sense. Emotions conveyed through the sound of my voice. Make it now from a choice. I act on the act of finding a track to rap on. Don't even bother asking, I'm mad gone.
Bumping up in this motherfucker, y'all.
Timmy!
DJ Party Time is up in this Mulaneka. Sign 9 is in this Mulaneka. Heavenly Angel is in this Mulaneka.
But I'm the only one that's Tiny Chat at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get on the internet. I'm going to the clubhouse. Internet is down.
Yeah, that's live on Signing Chat. That's me right there on Signing Chat. Pumping in my bump. Right.
You okay?
Right.
Nobody in Signing Chat.
Yeah. No, I gotta set it up real quick. Hold on, dude. I'll be over there in just a second. I get my costume on and everything, you know what I'm saying, people? It's going down, you know? Yeah.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
What'd you say? Right online choking and shit. What's this, the choking line? Shit? God damn.
It should be.
Oh, yeah. You got to love that right now.
Now.
Hey, shut up.
Call it stress-free Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Yeah.
420 before 420, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. This is the 420th show on the Wrecking the Game radio show. You know what I'm saying? 420 episodes underneath the belt. I was going to do it at 400, but that wasn't my lucky number. You know what I'm saying? So 420. It fell on the right day. It fell on the Friday. It was meant to be. Heaven sent. Yeah, no. How about Trees call up in here old part of time, unless you... told her to call up Ben, yo.
Hey, you know, we have to bring our whole crew, you know what I'm saying? Press again.
No. Yeah, I think she's going to call back for the nutty news, though. She made a point of that. You know what I'm saying? Is it nutty news time? Goddamn, girl, the show just started. Shit.
What? I didn't say nothing.
No, I'm talking about Treese when she came in. That's his homegirl from Texas. Well, that's our homegirl from Texas now. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Texas. All the Texans up there, you know what I'm saying? All my asses go to birthday next. Oh.
But you know, I'm always ready to get my nutty on, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before I was choking.
What the hell?
Let me say that first, and then I smoke again. Shouts out to the motherfuckers at the club last night with you goddamn $2 sacks.
$2?
$2?
Flippers.
Motherfucking $2 sacks. People, listen, if you get some good herb, it makes no sense to put it in a fingertip-sized bag and tell them, oh, man, it's that thing. It's that pressure. It's a joint. And I mean a rolling paper size joint. And we smoke blunts down here, people. Come on. So, yeah, shout out to the chick. Shout out to the dude that was on pills and bought all my motherfucking cigarettes up and then turned around and still wanted to make deals. So he shot me a $3 sack. I'm smoking on a $2 and $3 sack that together, them sons of bitches should have put their shit together to make one goddamn sack.
One big sack.
Damn. But it's some good weed, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the totals of the good weed in the $2 sack. Yeah. Yeah. That's how we do it down here, people. You know what I'm saying? We don't give a damn. We hustlers down here. We got everything from a $2 to a shit, you know, whatever you need. Gotcha.
$7
sack, $8 sack. You got something for $8? Let me get something for $8, man. Let me get something for $8. Normally I tell people to get the hell on, but you know what I'm saying? Shit, fuck it, you know?
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Oh, yeah. Most of them can't handle it. You know
what I'm saying? He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like you're gay.
Yeah. For all y'all tokers and chokers out there that can't handle the Mary Jane. You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
All right. Get the
bottom
line jumping. Part of the line is jumping. Well, yeah, part of the line. You say part of time. Yeah, I'm right. Oh, yeah, part of the line is jumping. All right. Unmarked caller. Must be coming in. Everybody got your glasses? Everybody got your glasses?
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird. With great new
juice. Yeah.
Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Shake them up. Shake them up. Shake them up. Thunderbird.
fucking up my webcam.
That's a
big
sugar.
Wow, totally together.
All right.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
The camera can't use that. That'll be hard, though. All right, people, let me plug up. IB, that's you that just jumped back up in there.
All righty then.
The hell was that?
I'm fine, honey.
What a part?
What?
Fine too.
Yeah, what a part? A bomb?
What the hell are you doing, IB? I just muted you to find out who the fuck that is. What the hell is that?
I have no clue. Yo, smell so good.
What is it?
So, what's up?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yo, smell so good.
Yo.
My boy. I got Los Killer, man, one of the new artists, man, that I met, and I had to bring him to the show, you know, had to introduce him live to everybody out there worldwide on Wrecking the Game Radio.
And what it is with y'all, boy, representing the KMTA, niggas, where we stay. Y'all know, and shout out to all my niggas in the Hillsborough County, baby. You know how we do, man. Shit.
Yeah, where you from?
Shout out to the station, too, baby.
Where you born and raised, girl?
Yeah, you can find me in Cross Crescent, baby.
I gotta wait though.
Oh, okay, cross. So you fucking with AWOL on the board?
Oh, it's the 142nd, baby. Is where we at, nigga?
Oh yeah. That's my old stomping ground. Shouts out to Santa Moore apartment. You know what I mean? 142nd, 19th Street. You know what I mean? Come on,
that's
man.
How we do, man. Shit, make the money.
Yeah,
you already know, man. Making money,
yeah,
man.
That's
all there is to
ground.
Do in this world.
That's old stomping grounds right there. Country crossing and shit. You know what I'm saying? You sneak down there to Canterbury Lane, jump into the motherfucking swimming pool. You know what I'm saying? You used to go up there to the park up there at Mort. Shout out to Mort Elementary. You know what I'm saying? In the little park in the back of it. Yeah, I'm thoroughbred, man. That's my neighborhood right there. I'm thoroughbred. But yeah, shout out to you, homie. Make sure you give me some music, man. You know what I'm saying? If you're online. The easiest way if you want to hear it played is to email it to me. You know what I'm saying? And if you email it to me, we'll get it right up on, you know what I'm saying, up on the show.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, but we're celebrating today, man. We celebrate 420 shows, man. It's my official 420th show. You know what I'm saying? Right
okay.
Here on Record the Game Radio. Yeah, you
all
know
right,
that's appropriate.
Man, love right here too, man. Y'all already know, man. Y'all already got it. We really got to support it right here and shit. And the word going to get out, man. I'm going to be passing the word out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm waiting on your music, you know? I'm waiting on your music.
What's up? Oh, it's coming soon, man. It's coming soon. You know, it take work. You feel me? Hustle in the floor,
man.
You know, that shit take work, man.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that.
Get that track from me, man. You should have never let me hear the track, man. You should have never let me hear the track.
I'm gonna get you with some of that though, man. But that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate the love, man. That's what's
no,
up. I gotta check you out real quick, man.
No, that appreciate it, homie. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Much love. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio, the home of the most internationally known goddamn everybody.
No, okay.
Okay.
You talking to the Netherlands, you talking to Washington, you talking to Las Vegas, you talking to Pennsylvania. I mean, we got everybody on the line right now. This is Texas.
Okay.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah,
shout out to everybody out there, man.
Hey, much love.
Thank you.
That's Washington
you.
Right there. That's Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? You got about four people on the line right now, you know what I'm saying? We all just sitting here chilling, poly-tricking, you know what I'm saying, about the past shows and everything, you know, having a good smoking token time. And that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
That's what it is.
That's the bong. You can tell me what you want. That's the bong.
Hold on, man.
That's got to be a bong. IB, man, if you ain't on the bong.
That's what's up, man. But, hey, man, I'm going to hit y'all up right now, man. I got a real important doctor appointment here in Florida, man.
Hey, well, jump on over there, homie, because we're going to jump into a little music with my homeboy Ashwood. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up,
okay.
Pete. Hey,
I got you, and I'm gonna contact you more, man, and let me know how it is. I can put some of that music up in there, man, so you can play for that, some of that for me, for the world, you feel me?
I got you. Y'all already know right here, live, people, the 420 show celebration. 420 show, bitch. Start down live, we up in the motherfucking building.
Your cat stuck up there. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin'. This time around, your cat's want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop running. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', you know we got the same jumpin'. You rockin' with Ashwood, back like I never left. In a race for the fame, kid, they running out of breath. Studied my style, just to get this stuff tighter. I'm an entrepreneur, plus a wicked songwriter. Now every artist wanna push up their DVD. Step it up, no sleep, ENT and HD. Working on a movie, just finished up the script, about to drop a new single. Just finished up the mix, stay in the lab. Drop a 16 with hooks, life is like a soap opera. About to write me a book, it's more to come. It's just the preview. Now you gotta start, cause you get the hand I feed you. Rappers in debt from the dudes, you ain't paid yours. What you think they stopped making tempers when they made yours? Mine's the shiesty, you don't gotta like it. Put it down every time, ain't nobody like this. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', you know we got the same jumpin'. You got your hand out, bring something to the table. I don't get dropped, I drop you from the label. F-U pay me. Now you feeling wavy, I took you to the next level. Don't try to play me, show you how to grind, go. Do this kid blindfold, keep talking sideways, I'ma pull a homo. You don't even smoke, but you stay doing high stuff. Talk behind my back, but I had you repping my stuff. Dog, I don't need you, we far from equal. Heard a few threats, but I don't believe you. Do you like to play with the play with your own kids? If I start trapping, better look out for your own way. Why you so hateful? Lucky I don't waste you. Start a movement like me, how long will it take you? And you went to class, still a fool like April. My 45 begging me to get your ass a facial. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', you know we got the same jumpin'. This time around, your cats want nothing. Said you don't like me, you need to stop frontin'. I got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', we got the same jumpin', you know we got the same jumpin'.
I'm that beat, yeah, I'm that beat, yeah, I'm that beat, I'm that beat, oh, I got good pussy, I'm that beat, yeah, I make that money, yeah, I'm that beat, I don't take shit, yeah, I'm that beat, yeah, I'm that beat, yeah, I'm that beat, I'm that beat, I'm that beat, I'm that beat, I got good pussy. To pay my bills, got a job, work hard, get a high, live up, 7 a.m. I'm gonna start my day, headed forward, cause I'm about my pay. Like Lil Key say, lil mama don't play. In the bedroom, so the this way. Wednesday night, she can catch me at Coco's. In the back, with my thug getting loco. No regular, I smoke purple.
your whole damn crew. I got DJ Trance on the 1, 2, 2. Give me one of that, play that new guy. I knew I got dudes to do. He drunk off poo, headed to the room, spend money, get loose. Yeah, nigga, I wanna get loose. I'm that B.
See, this the problem right here, people. See, this the problem. Everybody listen. I'm finna bring everybody so y'all can listen what's going on.
Timmy!
All right, now y'all listen.
Hello?
Listen to what? The background noise?
What do you hear?
I've been on the phone for like 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, no. Now I'm going to have him call in. He going to re-say everything else on the line again. Hell no. I'm going to get down like that. I'm going to hang up on his ass, go off and do y'all. Told him I was on the radio. God damn. All right.
Alright. Y'all hear me? Okay. Jesus, bro. You know how Dave Chappelle had to wrap it up? Wrap it up. Oh, yeah, I got to hang up on this, man. Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Young 101, man. I met him at the Indie Artist Seminar, sponsored by Miss Buffy. And why the hell I ain't in his name?
Where are you at, Tiny Chat? I don't see you here.
No, yeah, he's not there yet.
I'm in
there, but it's not. Hold on, let me see if I sign in.
Damn.
Look at here, I said it three times. I'm on the radio. All right, now you know I like Girl Scout cookies. You know what I'm saying? Girl Scout cookies, boy, them things take mother.
I just say fine.
Didn't I just say I'm on the goddamn radio? I'm like all off the third world and shit on niggas and shit. Damn. Anyways, people, we're back celebrating 420. Shows, you know what I'm saying, right here live, Record Game Radio, via TalkShoe.com, you know what I'm saying, also, yeah, we live over there on TalkShoe, so y'all can go to TalkShoe.com and actually look up WDGE Radio, got a chat room over there set up, and we simulcasting, so the show is also live over on that network, you know what I'm saying, trying to do big things around here. Man, goddamn, man. Every time I go to sign into this bullshit, this motherfucker always talking about, hey, I don't know the fucking password. How the fuck I don't know the password? It's gonna piss me off. Yeah. Oh, what the hell? Alright, anyways. Anybody got a watch on?
Yeah, I got a watch on.
You already know what time it is. It's the 420 of goddamn. Well, no, it ain't the 420 of Nutty News, but Nutty News is fairly new, people. So, I have a count on the episode where I have a party for folks. Nutty News, you know what I'm saying? That's coming up.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com, and I don't know what the hell. I can't find the goddamn Tiny Chat. It ain't there. How y'all in it? And I can't get in it.
We in it.
What kind of shit is that?
Shall I link it in the chat room?
Yeah, I got a quick link.
Oh, it's already in there?
Don't bring me in there, though. I'm here at the chat.
I'm in the clubhouse on the computer, and there's no camera.
Description. Oh, I'm just saying, but you in your, on the tiny chat?
I am.
Yeah, we all in tiny chat. Except for the bong. The bong is not a tiny chat.
Yeah. Abby, what's up, man? What's going down in Las Vegas? Oh, they hit the goddamn bong so hard and I forgot what the hell going on. Take hits from the bong.
Hits from the bong.
Oh. God damn it, man. I can't sign in. I don't know what the hell, people. I mean, I'm a logo and everything is ill. I know I've been here before because I put that up. All right. Well, gotta make a new tiny chat then. Damn it. Oh, let me do the lost password. I don't know. Yeah, you know, I'd be forgetting shit, man. I'd be hiding and be done made a damn account and forget to write the shit down, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm finna remember. Yeah, imagine that. Email address is not registered. Well, what the... Man, you mother...
Well, where you at? Oh, you're in space.
What the hell, these motherfuckers got me registered on that. I don't know. All right, people, let's get on into the damn nutty news. Rolled up. What the hell is that? All right, please check your inbox. All right, so it must be something DJ smells so good, apparently. I don't know. He's sown bitches. I thought I tightened in DJ smells so good. I did. All right. Nope. All right, well, fuck it.
Well, isn't it time for the
Nutty
News?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the tiny chat. I can't get into the damn tiny chat.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
Log on to Facebook.
I mean, I didn't think about that. Let's see here. I don't give me that option. It just says sign in. Yeah, don't give me the option to use the Facebook or whatever. You know, I normally pop up, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell's going on. I ain't got what y'all got. Anyways, over in New Jersey, man, we're going to keep this thing rolling. Woman having an asthma attack. Is denied inhaler at pharmacy. Goddamn right. You got insurance. Oh, my bad. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Anyway, a woman suffering an asthma attack was denied an inhaler at a pharmacy because she was $1.99 short.
Damn.
Come on, people.
Catherine O'Connor and her boyfriend were walking home in Garwood, New Jersey, when she had the asthma attack, but she did not leave her inhaler with her. She did not have her inhaler with her. She went to a nearby CVS, hoping to get a refill on her inhaler prescription. She was on the floor wheezing, but the pharmacist would not give in because they only had a $20 bill, $1.99 short.
Oh, hell.
Damn, that's fucked.
I have asthma, and I know what that's like. That's like a fish out of water.
Man, there you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fourth-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. And you know, we're coming up on the third season, you know what I'm saying, coming up in February. Third season, got a new format and everything we're going to be launching, man. So we're going to be doing some new shit. Record and Game Radio, you know what I'm saying? New season. Coming up with 500 shows, you know. That ain't no celebration, though. 520 is. Ow! Oh. Anything with the 20 in it, goddammit, is good for me. All right, over here in Russia, a pig later seized to pay woman's debt. Fucking right. Give up the pork. Court officers in far eastern Russia have seized a piglet from a woman who owes a bank 13,000 rubles, which is approximately $432. And that's so fucked up. 13,000, and that shit only worth three digits in America. Right. And put it up for sale to recuperate some of the money. The woman had been given the 7-month-old piglet for safekeeping, but it was taken away after a court survey of her property found it to be more valuable possession. Hell nah. The bailiff's service said in a statement. Now y'all look around a whole goddamn house and a fucking piglet is the only thing that's worth something around that bitch. God damn, that's fucked up. Good thing I don't eat pork. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Oh, man. Over here in North Carolina, North Kakalaka, 18-year-old must wear a sign saying he was caught shoplifting.
Yeah, right.
Goddamn right. I would do some embarrassing shit like that. Such a dumbass one, motherfucking.
How old? 18 months?
Hell yeah. 18 years.
18 years.
Yeah.
18-year-old.
Yeah. 18-year-old Virginia man who was caught shoplifting at a costume store. Has accepted a rather unusual punishment. Andrew Perry, the owner of the Halloween Express costume store in Charlottesville, told the light-fingered teenager that he would not call the police if instead the youth stood in front of the store with a sign saying he was caught shoplifting. In a bizarre twist, Mr. Perry also told the boy that he would have to dress as Sesame Street character Bert. What you trying to say, motherfucking Bert is dumb or something, homie? You trying to call Bert a shoplifter? But I almost gave him an award, boy. For the teenager, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There you go, dummy.
Oh, God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And he wasn't even working. Mother. Anyway, keep this thing moving. Bacon attack on a mosque. Ah, man, in Atlanta. Bacon attack on a mosque. When he first spotted the strange graffiti, Mushtaq Hussein thought it was a juvenile prank. Somebody had used bacon strips on a sidewalk in front of a Florence, South Carolina mosque to spell out the words pig and chump. Nationwide, polls show a growing ambivalence or even anger toward Islam among Americans.
which has in part explained the opposition to a mosque near Ground Zero and mosques elsewhere, as well as the aborted mass burning of Qurans by a Florida preacher, which he did not do. But, so, fuck him. But, subtler, more psychological attacks against Muslims have also been prevalent, say Muslim groups. There's also videos. Y'all gonna waste all that goddamn good bacon, man. Damn, people starving and shit. Y'all want motherfuckers just ain't even hot outside to fry the bacon up. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker come by and eat this shit. Damn. Y'all fucked up. Oh, anyway. Over here in Washington, Dicks on Chicks, Washington, D.C., law firm sues burger joint over smell of cooking meat. Mmm, smells like cow ass. Oh. That's what it is.
That's not good.
A law firm staffed with hundreds of D.C.'s and Dicks on Chicks' most powerful lawyers has moved to shutter a hamburger eatery on the grounds that the lawyers didn't like the aroma of cooking meat wafting into their office. D.C. Superior Court Judge John Mott ordered the restaurant Rogue Steaks on Connecticut Avenue to shut down its grill. Neighboring law firm Steptoe and Johnson. Steptoe. Oh, yeah, it was only funny to me. Had sued the restaurant, saying the firm's employees suffered nausea, watery eyes, and headaches from Rogue Steaks' fumes. Damn, just to think people actually ate there. That's the power of a lawyer, people. Shut your ass down. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Get that shit out of here. I want your burgers around here. Fry it over there. Get the fuck out of here. Oh. Who the hell is this? Energy Therapies? Shouts out to Energy Therapies. Welcome to the 420th show of Reckoning Game Radio. Starship Smelly Pride. Yeah. Live up here, people. All right, and moving on, then we're going to get up out of here. God damn it, Florida. Shit. Man gets $650,000 after injury during lap dance. Oh, yeah. Where is this strip club?
What kind of injury was that?
Yeah. Michael Ireland was poked in the eye by a stripper's spiked high heel when he got a little too close during a performance at the Cheetah Club. Oh, I can believe that. Near West Palm Beach. The shoe of a stripper named Suki punctured his eye socket and broke bones around his eye and nose, and the man has permanent double vision. Well, I don't know what the hell you must be thinking $650,000 going to do for you. But all right. I got $1,020,000. Because, you know, he's seeing double of $650,000. I'm sorry. The strip club decided to sell out of court instead of going through with the lawsuit and possibly paying more in damages.
Yeah,
but most clubs have a, that's why they got that 3-foot rule, you know what I'm saying? You know, when the girls be swinging around and then come down, bow, drop it like it's hot, busting wide open. You know what I'm saying? They can't let you know, get hit in the face by heels. Not that I go to strip clubs or anything to know about that. You know, I did a study.
Yeah, right. Leave that one. I'll buy that for $1.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a study on strip clubs for my hood project. Yeah. And I had to visit a couple of them and get a couple of lap dances just to see how the experience of a lap dance was. Over here in New Jersey.
Quickly change that subject. Yeah. Okay.
Ah, man. Man steals car by having it towed to his house. Okay. In Irvington, man was arrested after Hillside police caught him allegedly stealing a car by having it towed to his house. According to a release from Hillside Police, Lieutenant blah blah squaw squaw, O'Neill N. Swabby, 21, first tried to steal a blue 1998 Acura Integra from the parking lot of a Long Avenue convenience store. When the attempt had failed, Swabby, posing as the vehicle's owner, called a tow truck to have the car transported to his Irvington residence. That is some overly creative shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, that's a new one on me. Now, I heard some crazy shit. But that's a new one. You use your AAA. I'm broke down.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirty-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Oh.
That's some real creative shit. I'm in the studio, think of some shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? They use the tow, who the fuck, whatever, they tow some shit like that. Man, let me call a tow truck. And then you're going to have a tow to the house, though. Not to, like, you know what I'm saying, an open lot or something, to the park or some shit. You know what I'm saying? To the park, and then, you know, that's, I don't know. But to your house. All right. Over here in Florida again. God damn it.
Again? Yeah. You're moving towards spot number one, Smelly.
Where we're moving on up. Moving on up. Oh.
Well, I called some people in the UK. I said you have to do it a little bit less naughty. I want Florida to catch up.
Trying to, yeah, see they slacking off and shit. Okay, guys, chill, man. Chill.
All right, mate, we'll give you a break. We'll do a little bit normal today and tomorrow.
Yeah, today. Today is normal week in the UK. Fucking UK. It's all good. Catch up with y'all later. Well, y'all catch up with us later. Veteran is charged with theft for removing tattered U.S. flag.
Right.
Carl Baldner. Will head to court to face charges of petty theft for removing an American flag from a local business. Baldner, that's just funny to me, who served a decade in the... Yeah, Baldner. So many jokes fly across my head just now. Who served a decade in the U.S. Army, said he saw an American flag flying at a local business that was in bad shape. The colors were faded and more than 50% of it was missing. Badner confronted the man who owned the real estate business, identified as John Granfield. Baldner said a month later he went back and saw the same tattered flag was still flying. It was then that he decided to take it down. Fucking patriot, man. Oh, to give you a good one award. Fucking right, man. Hold on. I'm giving you more people. Shit.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
There you go. Hey. Hey, you listening on this conversation?
Who?
Who are you talking to?
My little grandson? No.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Oh.
He's not on speaker.
Oh.
We're getting ready to go. We're heading in the car.
Oh. It's like he was talking to me like, who is that?
What was that?
I thought you said, who was that?
No, no, no. We're not trying to give him early lessons in life here.
Hey, woman, these are life skills.
He's not even five yet.
We'll have him tune in on Tuesday then. You know what I'm saying?
I'll wait until he gets in kindergarten at least.
Tune in on Tuesday. Yeah, make sure y'all parents out there. I got a children's show that will be starting soon. Scanlon's Biatch Children. Scanlon's Biatch Children Saturday is coming up for all the kids out there.
Alrighty then. Be there.
Bring your kids. Bring your kids. He must know you're on the radio. He trying to be all up in the
just put that up to his face. I mean, his mouth.
Oh. Trying to be all up in the Kool-Aid, homie. You can't be over here.
You know. His little 2 cents.
Right. Thank you for that background music. That intro.
Yeah, for your kids show on Saturday.
Yeah, I have to use that. Dun, dun,
there
da,
you
da.
Go.
Thank you for the free promo.
There you go.
All righty. Thank you. I had something for him too, but couldn't find it.
Hey, Smelly, I'm giving a demonstration of the Robo Mop on Tidy Chat.
Oh, I gotta get in there.
Hey, if you could get in there, I got it running around.
There you go. Hello. I'm gonna keep it clean. Yeah. You little tyke. There you go, you little tyke. Yeah. I'll use that one.
You seen my grandson, haven't you, on TalkBox?
Yes,
Tiny
I have. Not seeing your grandson.
Huh?
What? You? Oh, you was not paying attention.
Yes, I have.
Oh, you were too stoned to remember.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, that would be it.
Because I remember.
Oh. All right, well. I believe that children are our future. Treat them well and... Oh.
Teach them well.
Not bad.
Let them smoke.
Teach them well, Smelly.
Let them smoke all the reefer they can hold inside. Oh.
Never mind the secondhand smoke, right?
They might as well get it firsthand. Shit, the secondhand gonna kill them anyway. Shit.
Yeah, nah.
Well, I will get to a first hand. I don't blow up my gun like my godmama used to do me. Come on over here, boy. Come on over here.
Oh, hell no. Hey, oh,
nothing
no.
wrong with me today. Nothing wrong with me today. Y'all scoop me. Let me roll this reef up. Oh. No.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
Okay. Over here in Chicago, man, Chicago trains consider quiet cars. Right. Officials with Chicago's Metra Commuter train said they are seeking opinions from the public about potential quiet cars where cell phones would be banned.
Why?
Okay.
Metro officials said in the October issue of the Trains and Systems on the Bi-Level newsletter that they are considering adding quiet cars, which would also carry bans on other noise electronics, to trains as an experiment, and they want opinions from the public. I mean, for me, I'm going to give you my opinion right now. I think that's a good idea if you got certain cars, you know what I'm saying? Because some people do be trying to read their books and shit like that on a long, you know what I'm saying, train ride. And to have 10, 15 people talking on a fucking cell phone, that just ain't happening. So to have certain cars, you know what I'm saying, about 2 or 3 cars, it's quiet cars, and you come in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, you got to turn your shit off, you know what I'm saying, you can sit in here with your laptops and all that shit quietly, like it's a goddamn library, shut the fuck up. Oh, I guess I'm not in Chicago, no. Right. Fuck you, you don't live here, no. Shit. Oh, no shit there. Don't mean nothing to you. All right, people, over here in India, the most ugliest house on the planet is a $1 billion home. But, family moves into a $1 billion home. The richest man in India, Mukesh Ambani, has moved into his new home in Mumbai, which is 27 stories high.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
How
that's a building. That's not a house.
Come the fuck on, man.
That's a skyscraper.
And 27 stories high and worth more than $1 billion.
Oh, hell no. You got a picture of that, too?
Damn, yeah.
$1 billion? Come on.
Check that out. 27 stories. What has he got? A hair?
Damn, that's crazy. Hold on. Yeah, I got a. Well, what the hell you asking me if I got a picture for? You ain't even online.
I know, but I'll check it out later on the Nutty News. Sorry.
All right.
You know.
And I'm actually finna put the picture up and shit. Like, let me find a picture.
Well, log it in. Others might want to see it.
Well, we can always mail the picture so she can look at it later.
Yeah,
nah, it ain't no. They don't have
if you find a picture, just let me know. I'll post a link to an email.
Where's
27 stories? Oh my God! Why didn't you just go for 30?
Oh, they do got a picture of it. God, that is a building. That bitch done bought a damn high rise downtown and shit.
Post a link, please.
I got you.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Ain't no fucking way. And when you look at this shit,
$1 billion.
Oh, looks... And the house looks fucked up.
But he has fad in India. Give me a break.
This shit look fucked up. It look like it's missing walls and windows and shit. It look
probably
like
is.
It's missing half the goddamn building.
What the hell?
Only the bottom part is nice. You see that?
Only the bottom part is nice, and then they got some weird-ass construction.
What the fuck is going on with the rest of it? Like, what?
What is that, a prison?
Hell no.
Oh, my God. It probably is for women.
Ann Bonnie, his wife and three children have moved into the building, which is named Antilia, after a mythical island. It contains a health club with a gym, a dance studio, at least one studio, a ballroom, guest rooms, and a range of lounges, and a 50-seater cinema. There's even an elevated garden with ceiling space to accommodate small trees. The roof has three helicopter pads, and there's also underground parking for 160 cars, which will come handy for guests at Ambani's forthcoming housewarming party. From the top floors of the 173-meter high property are spectacular views of Mumbai and of the Arabian Sea. The 53-year-old tycoon is not only the richest man in India, but the fourth richest man in the world. In total, there is reported to be 37,000 square meters of space, which is more than the Palace of Versailles. To keep it running smoothly requires 600 staff. And according to Forbes magazine, Ambi, who owns much of Reliance Industries, the oil, retail, and biotechnologies conglomerate, is worth 18 billion euros, which who fuck knows? That's a lot of money. He used to help run the company before falling out with his brother. The glass, steel, and tiles used to make the building are reported to be from local sources. Ambi does not appear to be influenced by calls by the Indian Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, for business leaders to be role models of moderation.
Yeah, really. Moderation. All the people he could have fed. In his own country.
Okay. This is a little comment that was left. Where has this bogus 630 million figure come from? The 40-story famous Gherkin in London was put up for sale in 2006 for 600 euro and later sold for 630 in 2007. I highly doubt a smaller, uglier building in a third world country will attract a similar price tag. Damn. It's also nonsensical to put a price tag on this building when it hasn't been on the market yet. Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm all for the free market when it's not abused, but in a country where there is so much poverty, this is utterly obscene and
that's
injustice that
about.
Cries to heaven for vengeance. I wonder how little the laborers got paid to build it.
Of course.
Yeah, probably nil. Just enough to feed themselves for the day.
Yeah, everybody getting on his ass.
And rightfully so.
Yeah. I plan to make it fill the filing cabinet. Damn. Hell no. I think when Bobby said the plans are in the filing cabinet, the architect heard it as, I plan to make it look like a filing cabinet.
Oh, my God. What an idiot.
That bitch do too, man.
They can bury him in a filing cabinet. How about that?
India has only 50,000 registered architects as against the requirement of 500,000, yet there are few takers for this career. Seems that one of the takers was utterly unsuited to the profession. I'm serious. That shit looks horrible. Yeah, I mean,
like on the inside.
Right. Yeah, oh, man, I wouldn't want to imagine. You know what I'm saying?
Darkness, everybody. Everyone's darkness is spreading.
Ice cream.
Your ass off the phone, boy.
just a little entertainment, you know.
Hey, but now Timmy heard ice cream too. Now he wants ice cream too.
Y'all know I love kids. Hey, if anybody want to call in, you know, energy therapies, you know what I'm saying? We need some energy therapy. Go ahead and call us in and give some energy therapy.
Energy therapy is in Tiny Chat, if you could come in there, but you can't.
347-237-5125. Well, no, I'm trying to check my mail, and they didn't send me my damn thing. Thanks for the information.
How are you? Handsome boy.
Hey. Man, goddamn it, bitch, just sending out the motherfucking email. God damn. I'm sorry, y'all. This is fucking Mad Mimi shit. This bitch talking about she needs more clarification on how the fans of the show signed up. Motherfucker, they signed up. I don't know. Goddamn it, went to blog to the network and signed the fuck up. People make shit so damn difficult. God damn. Anyways. Let's see if it's in my head.
No, You should go in the yard, honey.
Uh-oh. Beat him.
Oh, no, we don't do that. Sorry. Watch your hands now.
Sorry. I had a flashback, sorry.
I know that one. Shoot. Which is off the tree.
That's what happened. It's in the jump box. Tiny Chat went to the junk box. Tiny Chat went to the junk.
Hey, Daddy.
All right.
They're in the back already? Come on.
All right, here we go. Before you reset, please click the link. Disregards email. All right. All right, here we go. I should be redirecting to Tiny Chat.
You getting into Tiny Chat finally?
Yeah, I'm good. Man, what the hell are y'all doing? There you go. Okay, here's my password. Right. I've got no numbers. Okay, see if this works, people. There. All right. God damn, I'm taking in a motherfucker. Freak Elite 101. Ooh. Oh, sorry. All right, where am I at? Control panel. Friends of friends. Home. My profile. Oh, they done redid Tiny Chat up a little bit. All right, here we go. Right, here we go. I'm here. Where am I at? What happened? Why am I not here? Goddamn. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me beat up people in there. I'm trying to be on time, chat, but fuck it.
Timmy!
Oh, we We got some more superstars just entering the building, people. We got some more superstars. Call in and celebrate the 420th show celebration. We got new is in the building.
Goofy Dodgers.
Goofy Bone.
Goofy Bone in the house. People, happy 420 to my best friend, DJ Smell So Good right here. On the stock, you smell so
good. Hey, Goofy Bone.
Ooh, is that Heavenly Angel?
Yeah, we got Mr. John New on the line. We got Party Time. We got everybody on the line.
Oh, my homeboy Party Time. Where my brother Party Time at?
Yo, what's up?
We got everybody.
Are
you
done
mixing yet?
Hey, that was sad.
Hey, what's
poppin',
people? I got to go in my liquor store real quick.
It is Friday. Hey, you know, why not?
Hey, no, we going to the lake today, so I got to give you some blood.
Hey, what's the time again?
What's the time again?
It's always the right time for drinking. Shit.
Well, it's never the right time for drinking.
5 o'clock in the afternoon somewhere in the world, right?
Know that. It's time new. What's up, baby? What's happening?
How you doing, stuff? So good.
Let me get
you got Miss John New in the building, you know what I'm saying? Miss Prince, the hottest princess of the South, you know what I'm saying? Y'all look out for that new mixtape. We got a new mixtape, Tom G versus John New, fucking right. Yeah, I'm doing it. Hottest female versus the hottest male in the South, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Controversy all over this bitch. Yeah. That's how we doing it. And if y'all don't like it, then buy the mixtape.
Hey, where's John New at?
Got the John New mixtape coming out. Hot.
Where's John New at?
She said hello.
Right.
Don't see her hiding behind the weed
bush.
I mean,
you
know. I don't think the whole world heard you say Goofy Bone loves John New. But,
oh, I love John New. You tell John New. Goofy Bone loves.
I thought that was your voice.
Hey, John New, I check your video out all the time on YouTube, mama. You so beautiful, mama.
Nah, I'm in this motherfucker, man.
I'm
going
to put some new ones up by the end of the month.
Oh. Check out my videos, baby. I got gang of videos on YouTube now.
And just go to Goofy Bowl. Go Goofy Bowl.
Guys, look up Straight Low.
Straight Low.
Straight Loke Rock.
I just called to join a party. It smells so good for y'all having a party today on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
we
smoking.
We partying.
We smoking and toking. Everybody is basically smoking and toked out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm not smoking right now, but I'm not.
There go the bong.
Oh, man. Shit. You know we got bong? No.
Yeah, we got. I you know, I'll be up in this bitch. We got I'll be up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be
the wise one is up in this bitch. Goddamn right.
Damn.
All it. He been in the background all silent and shit.
Hey, well, what's up, everybody? Who I haven't said what's up to? I don't know who's on here, but much love. Goofy Bone from Northern California.
Know that. All right, well, look, y'all want to party? Let's motherfucking party. You know, man, it's just part of it is gone. Everybody get your blunts in the air, you know what I'm saying? Or your lighters. You know what I mean?
Working on it right now.
I got nothing but a car steering wheel.
That's the fuck I'm talking about. All right, let's get some groovy party music going on. You know what I'm saying? And since we got two stars on the line. Yeah, after the show, I'll be out there. It's 420 celebration all day. You know what I'm saying? All day. Yeah, I got to set him up for his radio show, too. Hopefully, he got his laptop out there. I ain't going to set him up on Blog Talk Radio, though. I'm going to set him up on Talk Shoe. That's more of his speed. You know.
Hey, you on Talk Shoe today?
Yeah, I'm on Talk Shoe right now. I'm live on Talk Shoe. You know what I'm saying? We record live via Talk Shoe, if y'all want to go to talkshoe.com/WDGE radio, y'all can also hear the show streaming live over there, too, man. We doing some real shit over here, people.
What's y'all talking about, the top viewers?
We doing some real shit over here. Y'all ready to party?
Oh,
let's party.
Your DJ.
Hit the club with the ice and them hoes on job. Killing that shit while the bass gon' drop. Got them shaking they ass and they bones gon' pop. Crying ass hoes, chilling by the bar. We started throwing cash, yeah bitch, I'm a superstar. All in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so bumping on bang.
Him in the zone. Mama so fat, grew up thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now he got a love zone. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a dope boy, scream, I have to say I can dig it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, be super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he's licking on the split. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on the dance floor clam. I got him so seduced, the way I break it on down. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a skipper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
Just to what? See what's up.
Yeah.
This is what started it all, goddammit. This is what started it
now
all.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. So bad while you frown it, put on the smile. Put on the smile. Get a peek like you posted for Colgate. You look at hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me a bit of time like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club.
Like,
Y'all already know what time
so many
man.
Girls. I'm so confused. They're making it so hard for me to choose. Got a feeling it's hard to leave. Think she really wants to get to me. But I've got to tell her no. Though she won't let go. I've got Sherry. David and Nick saying that she wants the best of me. I can't let them know that they're driving me wild. No. It's funny how they all say these days. Saying that they want to be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. I wanna play by the rules and tell when she's the one for me. But there are so many girls out there. Just look at all these girls making it hard for me. Whoa, right in my world and my fantasy. Just look at all these girls. They're driving me wild. Whoa, walking right in their own sexy style. Just look at all these girls. Just look at all these girls. Pressure me, it's like she is too good for me. But let's keep this on the low. That after I had let her go, I've got wonder showering me with pictures that she got from her baby. I can let them know that they're driving me wild. No, it's funny how they all play these days. Saying that they wanna be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. And I wanna play by the rules and tell when she's the one for me. But there are so many girls out there. Just look at all these girls, making it hard for me. Whoa, fire in my world and my fantasy. Just look at all these girls, they're driving me wild. Whoa, walking around in their own sexy style. Just look at all these girls. Just look at all these girls. With so many girls out there that make it hard to choose. Girls all over the world, unique in every way. What's a man to do when he can't have them all? So many girls out there make it so hard. Just look at all these girls, making it hard for me. Whoa, fire in my world and my fantasy. Just look at all these girls, they're driving me wild. Whoa, walking around in their own sexy style. Just look at all these girls, making it hard.
Nando. All right, people, you already know what time it is. You can go ahead and get shout outs and get your information in, you know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
There we go. There we go, here we go, here we go. Name everybody in.
Hey, Smelly.
Well, Landon.
Hey, brother, I just want to say congratulations. And like I said, if it wasn't for brothers like you, man, a lot of people wouldn't hear a lot of good music, man.
And I thank you, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, thank you very much. You know. And thank you, Heavenly Angel, and you know, most listeners, man, they actually like the music. You know what I'm saying? That's much appreciated. If it ain't for y'all listening to the music and enjoying what you hear, you know what I'm saying, and calling up saying, turn that shit off, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, then I wouldn't be here, you know what I'm saying, playing good music. So that just reflects on the artist that I play. This is all independent music. This ain't no commercial shit, you know what I'm saying? So, and this is all untested music. You know what I'm saying? Music y'all hear here first. It get broken here first. I don't do none of that, you know, listen to it and see if it's cool to me. You know what I'm saying? Because the world is who gonna buy the music. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I do what I do. And that's how we at 420 shows. You know what I'm saying? All independent.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Said it about Baby Powder Fresh J, part of the Trilateral Commission. You know what I'm saying? Life After Dust Live. Check them out on the Ning page. Sign up. You know what I'm saying? Got a party going on over there. Also, I Be the Wise One got Bits. You know what I'm saying? B-I-T. S. Bringing. No. Back.
Into society.
Back into society.
All right.
Back into society. Yeah. back to society. Yeah.
Hey, but
that's
smell
what,
it.
Inmates, you know what I'm saying, and felons, ex-felons, you know what I'm saying, bringing them back into the society. You know what I'm saying, we're coming up, we're trying to, you know, working on different ways. Y'all want to sign up, make sure y'all go check out the name page and get signed up. You know what I'm saying, we need all the info we can get. And anybody got some info y'all want to drop out there, mixtapes, movies, anything? Anybody got info out there, go ahead and throw it out there now.
Well, okay, no, hold on, this goofy phone. I just want to say happy birthday to my homeboy, Benny Hunters. He is his birthday today. And we going to the lake right now with a bunch of chicks or bitches or ladies or whatever the fuck y'all want to call it. We going to go party right now. We going to stay at the lake till probably 6 o'clock my time, which will be 9 o'clock your guys' time. And we going to party, people. And I'm be bumping DJ Smell so good because I got the iPod where I downloaded the, you know, the archive shows. So, you know, we listen to all the old shows when we're at the lake. So fuck it.
Going down, man.
Much love, everybody.
Much love. Hey, Miss Computer Lady, I see you in the house.
Oh, my fiance called me. Son of a bitch.
Miss Computer Lady. Oh, hold on. Miss Computer Lady, Miss PC.
Hey, baby.
Hey there. Yeah. How's everybody?
How you doing,
right,
lady?
You up in the party line. You on the party line.
I just hope you don't steal no fans, Miss Computer Lady.
It's the party line.
I am not going to steal any fans, Scoop. Hey, baby, I love you. Mwah. And also, Sadie, happy. Thank you. And Sadie, happy 420 to you. Mwah. Keep on doing what
Sadie?
You're doing.
Did you just call me Sadie? You know.
I said Smelly.
All right, 97, hold on. There we go, 972, you on live, 420 show celebration, what happened?
Hello, how are you doing?
Uh-oh.
What the fuck? Here we go.
Who is that?
Here we go.
Oh, we got a demon call?
Hey, y'all write this phone number down. 972-591.
Is that Alan Levy from Blog Talk Radio?
You know it's DJ Smell.
Well, Alan, you ever get a 420 show, man? This is a 420 show celebration.
Sound like you need to clear your throat, baby.
That's the fly lady.
That's going to take over your show. What's
oh,
up,
goddamn steady motherfucking baby
okay.
This steady baby fighter first day up in this motherfucker, y'all. Shit. Y'all already know, man.
I was trying to like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
What's happening? Welcome, man. We got goddamn got 100 people.
Trilateral commission.
Trilateral commission is some police people. I gotta do this official for all my people, you know.
We got 4 minutes to go, baby.
Welcome back.
We was up in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Hey, Heavenly Angel.
Do you like fat guys with no money?
Oh.
What now?
You know what I'm saying? John New.
Dang, baby. Hey. Would you like some fries with that shake?
You know what I'm saying?
Shake it, baby. Shake it.
Your milkshake brings me to the yard, girl.
Hey, this is for the ladies. No offense, fellas. This is for the ladies.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good.
I mean,
I want to be friends with it.
You call it that shit, bitch.
The chick I fucked last night, damn, she was off the chain. Much love to the porn star party bitches.
Shout out to her. Yeah,
hello.
Shout out to Heavenly Angel Life as it does live, Miss Computer Lady, Mr. Sayonara. I'd be the wise one. DJ Party Time, Miss John New Goofy. Oh, set it, baby. Powder Fest Jay, Miss Computer Lady. Every single body that came through and celebrated for this show, and everybody in the archive, man, is much love. Y'all already know, man, we are on the way to the tizz off, because it just don't tizz off. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get out of here on, you know, that sweet note for all my friends out there. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, it's Miss Shelly K. Miss Shelly K.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
All my special friends out there, y'all, much love to you, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all be safe, and I see everybody else in the hood on the flip side, you know what I'm saying, that's how we get down. 420 show celebration, 420 show, right here, WDDE Radio, home of the Starship Spellcraft, man, going down, where Indy are, superstar. Hey,
so free.